I don't know if you'd agree or not. I was thinking, we finished off 2 days ago about this, why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention machine baking and other electrical modern equipment. I'm not mentioning Mishnah Berurah. I was thinking about this a little bit more. Then I had the following thought. Now, you may disagree with me because it's just a thought. Libi oimali. Libi oimali, I have a reason. It's quite... Why does the Mishnah Berurah not mention... Do you remember, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention any modern... He doesn't mention the machine matzahs, which were around already for a number of years. He hardly mentions electricity. He doesn't mention all that. Why not? Mishnah Berurah could have mentioned it. Which year was this chelik published? Chelik was published. I think it was the second chelik that he published. Was it chelik hay? What year? It doesn't say what year he published it. I think it was the 1910s. So, 1910s approximately, yeah. No, he wrote in his prime year, I think, approximately. It was near the 1930s, right? Yes, it was. So I had the following thought. I think that when it might be a reason for it, and the reason might be, this is a little bit oimali, I have no evidence, and I don't ever, I didn't hear this from anybody, but, you know, we tend to be... We tend to, when we hear something or when we are in this, we tend to give spontaneous, we always feel that we need to answer things on the spot. We need to have an opinion about things straight away. You know, have you ever heard of you who doesn't have an opinion on Brexit? Have you ever heard somebody who doesn't have an opinion? You know, we all have to have opinions on everything. You know, who cares? Like, what difference is it going to make? Like, but we all feel that we have to have opinions on something. We need to have deus about everything. And sometimes we're entitled to have deus. And sometimes you may not have the full information, the full picture. But we still feel that we're entitled to have opinions about everything. And I think what the Chofetz Chaim was probably part of his intrinsic depth of the Chofetz Chaim was that he wouldn't opine on something unless he had 100% certainty in the matter. It was so if there was something which was a modern equipment, modern appliance like machine matzahs, which may have been already 20, 30 years around, but he didn't have the full, he may have felt that he doesn't have the full understanding in it. He may think that he may not have a messiah in it or may have a full understanding in it. And therefore he decided, you know what, I'm actually not going to write about it. There was other things with the electricity. I'm just giving up the electricity. Electricity may have been around for 30 years. So I'm sure he heard about it. I'm sure he had seen it. I'm sure, but he said, you know what, I don't fully understand it. I don't have a full knowledge about it. So you know what, instead of writing the study in my hands, study in my hair, and have the, I'm just not going to write about it. I think that might actually show us a tremendous, for me now, it makes so much sense. That was the Halakha of Chofetz Chaim. He wouldn't speak unless he had a full, he was confident and convinced that was right. So that's perhaps a machshava. It's a machshava that I had. As we say in Yiddish, Oduya Odenisht. Yeah, so that's it. Okay. Haboisa, we're up to Simon Tov Nun Zayin. We're up to the second part of the Sif, which is the Ramah. And I would like to complete the Simon today, Be'ezer Hashem. A bit more about Hilchas Chala. We're discussing the halachas of somebody who baked dough which was going to be used for matzahs. Now, in this scenario that the Ramah discusses, if it was a Shir Challah, he should have separated Challah, but he failed to do so because he forgot to take Challah. So, what is he going to do? What would you recommend him? Yes, so if it is Challah Chutz Laretz, what is baked then? Okay, straightforward. So the Ramah, top of page 108. Even though Yeshir Challah, if it was a sufficient measure of Challah, v'shachach, and he forgot l'hafrish to separate, yafrish, you should separate achakach afterwards. It's not a problem. So if he, when he was still a dough, he forgot about, he can still separate after. V'afil l'tziruf sal l'tzorich, and he doesn't even need tziruf sal. Why does he not need tziruf sal? Why does he, when he's separating now, he doesn't need to be in a tziruf sal, in a basket? That's right, of course, because there's an obligation there already. You don't have created an obligation with the tzir of sal. If he took some of the dough, if he took some challah from a bit of dough, and from the other side, he did not take venis avon, they got mixed up. So they had dough which challah was taken, mixed up with dough which challah was not taken, it got mixed up. Tzorech lika challah, you must take challah, mikol echas v'achas, from each of them. Or alternatively, yolush isa acheres, alternatively, make an additional dough, you can take an additional dough and take from that dough challah on behalf of all the other challahs. That's fine. If you recognize one matzah, which surely is from the batch that challah hasn't been taken, you should take from that on the other ones. If you forgot to take challah, meaning, whilst it was still a dough, obviously, ideally, nochon yoset is proper. Lahafrish mino iso, it is better to take when it's still a dough, the el, as we discussed earlier. So if cotton ties achakach, afterwards, roitzalema achafir, after the baking process, you can still take then, no worries at all. So if cotton yud, afiru tzeriv sal, kimen sheyesh bechol achas kashir, since in this particular scenario, there was sufficient dough to take challah on each of them. You challah hafresh mematzah is isa. Mematzah is isa. Achaz al kol. You can take from one or for all of them. V'rak only ba'inon she'akol munach lefonav b'bayis. The only condition is that he must be all in his house. You cannot take challah for something which is not present in front of you. So the only condition is he must be all in. He must be in your house, in the house. Right. Okay. So he based Rabbi Yisai. This is going on the question, can you take challah on Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisai? Can you take challah on Yom Tov? Okay, so you forgot to take challah. Oh, you know what? Forget about forgetting.
You set it aside up for afterwards.
Yes. That's right. So in theory, you can't take challah, on Yom Tov.
It's achana, so you have to be careful.
Oh, so here it's even worse than achana. What's the complexity and the challenge when you take challah on Yom
Tov? It's
Lev Afreya, right? It's Lev Afreya. But I'm not going there. What would be the challah? What would happen? So let's say if you've got dough. Okay? And you want to bake. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake, right? You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov? We don't, but you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. Okay, fine. So now you want to bake this, and you're separating it. You want to bake matzahs on Yom Tov. It's totally acceptable. Okay, so let's say you separate. What would happen then? You're allowed to. In theory, you're allowed to, but you've got a problem now. What are you going to do with this? So you bake, what are you going to bake? Oh, exactly. Very good, wow. So very impressive. Here, a dear Shayit. Remember from the last cycle. See, that's very impressive, because I wouldn't have what? Oh, very good. So on the one hand, you can't. What are you going to do? You're separating now. You're separating it now. So what are you going to do now with this separated? The part that you have separated, which you're going to bake, that you can bake on Yom Tov. So the matzahs you're going to take, that's fine. But you've separated now the challah. What are you going to do with this separated part? You can't bake it. Why can you not bake it? Burning it? Are you allowed to burn on Yom Tov? Ma b'shur. But to make a fire?
Put it all in the oven at the same time as the matzah.
Oh. Okay, well, let's talk about baking it. Can you bake it?
You bake the dough, which isn't.
Yes. The part that you're going to eat, sure, you're allowed to bake. But what about the separated part? The challah? The actual challah? You're not allowed to bake it. Why not allowed to bake it? Because you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to bake it. Oh, that's very lomdish. That's really lomdish. But I think that the way we look at it is that it's since you're not going to eat it. Wow, that's an interesting shayla. I don't need to answer. The way we're going to look at it is lemaisa, you're not going to eat it. So therefore, it's not considered a tzorech. It's very lomdish what you're asking. I don't know the answer. So let's see Shulchan Aruch. Halosh isa b'yom tev. The one who needs dough on Yom Tov shel Pesach. V'lo yik. You may not call, assign it, that's the word. You know, to call challah, to call it, harayze challah. You know, when you separate challah, you say, harayze challah. This is challah. The kiyah shem is really important. It's key. It's essential. You know, after separation, you have to call it challah. So you shouldn't do that. On Yom Tov, if you are making, you're taking challah, you're not allowed to assign it and say, harayze challah. Until it's baked, fully baked. Shame, Yikolo, shame. Because if you were to call it Harezechala, Ein Rishah, you're not allowed to lefoise to bake it. So what are you going to do? Ve'im Yanichano, if you put it aside, Kach, do it is like this, having been assigned already as a Chala, then Tachmetz, it's going to become Chometz, Ve'ein Rishah, and you're not allowed to the Sorfot to burn it, B'yantav, B'yantav. So, problem. On the one hand, to call it a shame, you can't, because once it's assigned as challah, you may not bake it. So you're not allowed to assign it. Just keep it aside. You know what? Bake it, taka. And once it's baked, then you call it challah. Ve'im shochach v'kor lo shame. What happens if you forgot? And you said, harei ze challah on this dough, which now you're not allowed to bake anymore. It's very long, this is what you're asking. I really like you. I ran to you all. But it is now something which has been separated and is called challah. You may not bake this anymore.
It's not your chametz, though.
Very good. Absolutely right. Mishnah Berurah points out, it's not yours. Yeah, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to have chametz in your house. Darbonon, you're right. And it's not so posh if it's Darbonon, but yeah, the point is well noticed. But the Maaseh Shulchan Aruch continues, V'em shoch v'kol ha-shem, if you did forget and you called it shame, you called it challah, yatilenu letzonen an eitzah, a very practical eitzah. You take this dough and you put it in cold water. Yatilenu letzonen, you put it in cold water, v'emonem alachnet, and you refrain from it becoming chometz. Why? Why does it help to put it in the cold water? It prevents it from becoming chometz. Yeah. V'emonem alachnet, it will not become chometz. You could, yeah, same thing. I suppose, I never saw this in post-game, but I suppose you're right. What do you think about this? Instead of putting in cold water, you put it in the freezer. He won't become chametz in the freezer. I don't know what you think. I think it's fine.
If the freezer defrosts.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're right about this chashash, because the question that you're pointing out very correctly. Because the mind said, why don't we say this lechatchila then? Why do we not say, you know what, forget about kiyashem, just make the kiyashem ready now. Why only v'im shochach? Make it kiyashem and put in cold water. Why don't you do it lechatchila? Shulchan Aruch says, don't call it, don't assign it as challah. And if you did, then you should put in cold water. The answer for that is because we're worried. We're worried. Perhaps you're going to put in cold water. Sifkot yudches mishnubu yatileno. Have lechatchila lo yisumach al eitzazu. Liko shem challah boi do yisav latin letzoin. Dechashin on shem olizo yofe. Shemayim tzoin. Perhaps the water won't be cold enough. And then it's going to become chametz. So I'm saying that perhaps that your chashash about the freezer defrosting might be on the same lines. We don't. No, I think just as much as the water not being cold enough, it's the same, pretty much the same idea. So I think that. So that's the idea. Rabbi Yisai, you should not, if you bake matzahs on Yom Tov, it's pretty uncommon, right? But if you were to bake matzahs and you want to be mafrish challah, so don't be koyr shame. Don't assign it. Rather, you should keep it aside, bake it, and only after the baking process, you're koyr shame. Now, the reason why you're not allowed to koyr shame is because then you're not allowed to bake it. So if you did by mistake be koyr shame at that stage, before the baking, you should put in cold water. Now, the Mishnah Berurah cotton test.
Why can't you bake after koyr shame?
Because, says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif cotton. Tesvav, Ein Rishal. So Kivan she'ein b'afiyazu, because this baking is not cold. Tzorich Eichal Nefesh. You can't eat it.
It's
Tzorich Eichal Nefesh. V'dafke k'shebar lo vikor lo shem. Yeah.
It's not
Tzorich Eichal Nefesh.
Was that?
Yes. Rabbi Feingold asked a nice ora. He says that in Maisa, it's an indirect. It's a lomdish Tzorich Eichal Nefesh, because without baking, it's very lomdish. Without baking it. Probably must be.
The Torah itself allows us to.
You can't have intellectual ochel nefesh.
No, but he's not saying that. He's saying a bit different. He's saying that since I can only eat the. Okay, can you rephrase the question?
How else am I going to eat the matzah without the mafish?
No, but if you.
Maybe it applies if there's no other food in the world. But let's say you get some matzos from next door.
But are you machia to do that?
You only come for exactly.
Proper handmade ones, of course.
But we do find it in shechita, you can do shechita, but you can't.
I don't know. No, Lemaisa is wrong. I just don't know why he's wrong. Because the Mishnah says clearly, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you cannot bake it.
Well, once you've separated it, there's no impediment to baking the rest of the dough. So you don't need to bake it in order to eat the matzah that you are baking.
I don't get it. With Ki Hashem or without Ki Hashem?
Once you have the Mafresh Challah.
You have the Mafresh Challah, but you don't do Ki Hashem.
Well, whether you do or you don't, Mamanavshach, you can bake the main dough without having,
indeed,
without having to bake anything else.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So there's no, it's not Le'ikuba, it's not like you can't.
So you say that it's not, yeah. Aha. Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm really concerned.
One second. You're saying it's become chametz? You mean putting the cold water? No, what were you talking about? If you can't do it because... Yeah, but the question is, why can't you bake it? Why can you not bake this? No, why can you not bake that chelek? Why can you not bake that? And therefore,
you can't bake it. Yeah,
because it's right. Yeah. Good.
No, but why can't you be ma'abim b'shurim?
Now that I don't know about ma'abim b'shurim. I don't know about ma'abim b'shurim. You see that since I'm baking the, I don't know if ma'abim b'shurim works. It's all very nice ha'oros. I don't know. I don't think ma'abim b'shurim is going to work for that. Ma'abim b'shurim. These are different items in the same oven. Mustamana called ma'abim b'shurim. Yeah.
On the one hand, I'm concerned about this whole cold water thing. Because I don't think you find a heta anywhere else.
Yeah, normally you don't. It's just better that than nothing. This is just save what can be saved.
I mean, because otherwise we'd say...
100%. We don't go for this normally. It's just that you are in a stuck situation. This is crisis mode.
Why is it our problem if Issa Shalmaila becomes chametz, not our chametz.
Okay, it's still to some extent yours. You're right. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot design goes down your mahalach. Tach mitzvah afal gav the hekdesh shuv ein shel eldo. It's hekdesh and it's not really his. Mikol makom nevertheless over bali roe. It's still bali roe hoil veiboy mishel alei veavicholim. Because I don't know if it's bali roe midi aisa, but since you could always do, you could be matan neda and then it's going to be cholin. So it's so there is a bali roe on it. There is a limit of Bali Roy on it.
Did you feed it to Colin's dog?
I don't know about that. Please don't mention dogs over the next few days. There is no dogs at the moment, please. Yeah.
Colin can feed Truma at least to
us. Yes. So.
It's the same thing by Colin,
huh? Colin can't have an awful comment.
Says the Ramah, let me just get to your point. If there is a Kohen Cotton, so a young minor Kohen, Shloiro Keri, who is Toher, or alternatively Godoil, if you have got a adult Kohen, Shetoval, Likirda is Toher, I want to make him his Toher. Mutarim lefo is a chalash bishviloi. You may bake that challah and pass it on to him. We don't do that. We don't do that. But the Ramah says, in theory, in principle, bake that challah and give it to your kohen next door. V'yesh oimrim, and some say she'en ma'achilin challah bezman hazeh l'shum kohen. Says the Marival, the Ramah says that no, nowadays we don't give challah. There's no kohen anymore that is good. Either kohen is not a good kohen. Or the challah is not, something has gone tummy on the... Why? Thomas,
what?
I don't know. Good. Let me just finish the Ramah. V'yesh oimrim the muta b'yamt of lolo shpochiz mekashir. Ramana ends off saying a following rule. It is permitted on yamt to bake lolush, to knead, pochiz mekashir, less than a shear, kide lifte atzma min achal, in order to exempt yourself from challah. Now, generally, let me just get this clear. Generally, you may not exempt yourself from a shear challah. So if I make a little amount, I'm allowed to make a small amount. A small family, yeah, you're allowed to make a small amount. But if you have a large amount that you want to make, and you're dafka making a small amount to exempt yourself from challah, you're not allowed to do that. Make it proper, and make a bracha, and make challah. What do you mean? But here is the exception. On Yom Tov, although you may need a substantial amount, which is chayv challah, but on challah you're allowed to exempt, to part yourself. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, we're only talking about Yom Tov Shel Pesach. B'vira Gom, in fact, because it's all the Yom Tovim as well. So here there is a rule that you're allowed to get out of the obligation of taking challah because we want to avoid this potential shaila. So it's okay to take a small amount. Although you need a big amount, you can take a small amount to part yourself from challah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis explains why do we not bake challah for a kohen nowadays. Why? No offense for a kohen over here. No offense, I'm very self-conscious with the kohenim over here. She'ein machzik noisi kohen vaday, because we don't know for sure who is really a kohen. Which kohen nowadays has got a straight yichas to Anna Kohen? There is some families which have got, which consider themselves kohenim and yuchasim, if that counts and that means anything. It's well known that the Vilna Gaon, he was the firstborn. And he was the first one. He was a bit nervous about the Pidina Ben that took place when he was a. Who says that they were really kohen? They was really a kohen. So he kept on doing whenever he saw a kohen, he would redeem himself until he did that over and over. Until he found somebody from the Mishpachas Rapaport. There's a very kohenim yichosim. He felt his kohen yichosim the Mishpachas Rapaport. The kohenim Rapaport is a few Rapaports, but one particular branch of the Rapaport is they have got very, very strong yichas, very, very solid yichas. And he said, from that point, so they say. So the story goes that he stopped redeeming himself. He redeemed himself with one of that family, and then he stopped redeeming himself. Well, that's good enough. But Emma says, if you look at the Mishnah over here, it sounds a bit questionable, this story, because the Mishnah says, Shein ma'achilin, shein ma'achzik, inoisi kohen vaday. What's our concern? Our concern is that Dilman is chalul achaz me'moisav. But what about one of the mothers? So it doesn't really help if you go just because one family of the fathers might be, just because that family. But what about the mothers as well? Is chalul achaz me'moisav. Mikomokim ledina das habe das rav kederi shon noisim lekotno legol shetov alakiri. Lemaisa, the Pimagodim finishes. Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Pimagodim, custom Pimagodim, Mikol Mokem, Loiro Isi, Lino, Ken, Afba Pesach. I've never met anybody, says the Pimagodim, that gave matz challah to a kohen. It's a separated challah to a kohen. Some have the minik to do it still, but Lemaisa, I think the minik generally is not to do that.
And
therefore, what are you saying?
Anyone in Chutzlaritz
has got a certain. I don't know. I don't know to what level that tumor goes. I don't know. Pardon? Yes, only with Darbonon. Correct. So therefore. Yeah. Right. Okay. Habayis, just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned somebody who needs dough on Yom Tov, you shouldn't be koyre shame until after the baking, because by being koyre shame, you can't bake it. Can't put it aside because it's going to become chametz. Can't burn it because you can't burn on Yom Tov. If you forgot and you were koyre shame, put in cold water, better than nothing. Better than becoming for sure chametz. If you've got a kohen, child, or an adult who went to mikveh, you're allowed to give it to him. The meaning is, says the Rama, not to do so. Finally, the Rama says, you're allowed to take on Yom Tov, pochem the kashir and bake that. Generally, it's not good practice, but on Pesach we're matir. Good evening, Abayi.